Weiter in Shas, we are in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Gimel. Picking up on Yud Beis Ba Beis Ba Da Bab Ma Da Beis Ba Da Mishnah. Ba Da Mishnah. Zok Da Hilig Mishnah, Ir Shin Yesh Ba Avodah Kochavim. A city has Avodah Kochavim. Rashi says, V'derech Ovid Kochavim, Lios Lehem, Yom Shuk V'yirid B'yom Edom. It was a normal thing that what they used to do is, they would have a market day. You know, that they would have on their holiday, when they would serve their Avodah Zarah. So, in such a city, Ir Shin Yesh Ba, and they have in there that they have stores there that are decorated, some that are not decorated. Rashi explains what that means is one that are all decorated was a sign that this is the ones that used to go and they would give from taxes would go to the to Avodah Zarah. Then this was a story that happened in Beit Shan, town in Eretz Yisrael. The Chachamim said, "Hamutaris asuros." The ones that are decorated are aser, v'shein mutaris mutaris, and the ones that are not decorated are mutar. Says Rashi, "Shein mutaris mutaris." The ba'osan shein mutaris lo shakli minayim miksa lavodas kochavim. They don't take from it a tax for avodah zara. V'lo matya lavodas kochavim hanah minayim. Not getting giving any hana to the avodah zara. Now, what about the issue that you're not allowed to go and sell them things within 3 days? The answer is, let's talk about selling. It says, Rashi, V'imishim, the nosim, the nosim, b'yom eidam, doing the business. Hanimil is vuni lehu. You're going to go sell them something, because dilma mzabin lehu, behema is some animal, v'also makrav lehu, v'os kacham, they're going to go use it for v'lazar. V'inami derech lokeach, lios sameach, v'azil modi. So happy about this item, he's going to go and, you know, and give thanks to his God. Aval lemizban minayot, to go and sell, davar miskayim shari, destam mocher atzavu, the general seller is more sad. He doesn't have the property anymore. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, lo shana lemitaris bevered v'hadas. So when we talk about the idea of it being decorated, you're not allowed to go ahead and you're not going to buy for them. It's only talking about if they're decorated with roses, or hadassim, or myrtles, that's the stuff that's going to be brought to the Avodah Zarah, that's been brought to Avodah Zarah. That's going to come as hani mirecha, then the buyer is going to get hana from the smell when he comes into the store. Right? The ones who wanted to show how they're connected to the Avodah Zarah, they were decorated with these smelling things that spread out before it, and they're considered like made as a Avodah Zarah offering. Says Rashi, shall tekrovas Avodah Zarah, v'hu simen lehem shechanios halalu, hein shal Avodah Kochavim. The kamis hani mirecha, you're going to get hana from the reach over here. Right, since a yid is also for them to get hana from something that was brought for Avodah Zarah, you go into the shop and you get this enjoyment from this smell over here, then you're over that issue. It says Rashi, very vahadas, derech l'shatchan nufnei avodas kochavim basurin mishum tikrovas avodas kochavim. Aval me'utaris papyrus, let's say they're decorated with papyrus, with fruits of some sorts, of like apples or something like that, right? Then, in such a case, mutaris, it will be mutter to do such a thing. Why is he allowed to do these type of stories over here? Because there's no iser of giving hana'ah to a avodah zarah in this particular way, right? As we're going to see right now. Aval peyrus Rashi says mutar lekachmein va'afal gav de matia hana'ah lavodas kochavim. It's going to give hana'ah behanach zvini with that sale less lumba. That's not a problem because the mafarish be mehane mutter, like we're going to see right now. My time. What's the reason why? Why is it this is mutter to do such a thing? The Amarka, because the pasuk says, "Velo yidbak biyadcha meuma min acherim." No part of the cherim, the thing that's banned stuff, are allowed to be in your hand, right? And that's the stuff that's used for avodah zarah. It's asering the getting any sort of hana from them. Nehenehu daser, which means that it's aser to get hana from it. I can't get hana from it. However, beep turn the page. You give a laugh. Avam mehane shari, giving over hana, that's going to be mutter. Tosus explains, it doesn't mean you can give hana to avodah zarah all the time. It depends on what the circumstance. This is like a very minimal thing. You go and you pay for something and they take some of that money and they give it as taxes to the avodah zarah. That's not a big deal. Rav Yochanan says, afilu miyutaris beperus tami asa, even if it's decorated with fruits, it's still going to be asa. Kal v'chomer, and it's kal v'chomer. Nene asa, if it's asa to get hana, the mahani lo koshikin, and to give hana, of course it's going to be asa. Says Rashi, top right corner, Mahane lo kol shigin, v'ha mehanehu shehachen v'nin b'sochon sochir mos shel korumin. They were all involved with the business of priests. Inami hu yayiv li lebal hamos, or at least he's giving the money, miskoroso shosa sham umatya lehana, and he's giving a matalu hana. Aval she'enim hutaros lav de korumin. If it's not mutter, it's not for the korumin. Frag the Gemara, question Rish Lakish, who says that it's not a problem.
On the day that the Avodah Zarah next, they allow you to have off of taxes, because they have days that they have to pay the tax, the Avodah Zarah, but some days are totally off. Machrizin va'omrim. They go out and they would make an announcement. Kol mi shenotol atara, anyone who takes a atara, v'niach barosho, v'barosh chamor, l'chvod avodos kochavim, v'niach lo, esameches. Anyone who takes like this type of, you know, atar, it makes like a little bit of a crown, and they place it on his head, or on and the head of his donkey, in honor of the Avodah Zarah, he doesn't have to pay the taxes that day. What should a Jew who's over there in such a place, what's he supposed to do? He's going to go and put this thing on his head, that it's going to turn out that he's getting hana from the Avodah Zarah here. Rashi has been areach shel asavim o shel besamim. Right, this crown is made out of these type of plants. So he's getting a nah from this particular thing over here. Lo yiniach, if he doesn't go and put it on, then Nimsa Mahani is going to give a nah to them when he goes and he pays by giving them the taxes. Rashi says, no sin mechas, he's giving the taxes to them. Mikan Amru, from here we see it, no sin v'nosein b'shuk shel avodos kochavim. One who does business in a marketplace of avodos kochavim, behima teyakar, any animal that he buys should be uprooted. Teyakar, remember we said you have to cut the ligaments or whatever it is. Peros, ksus v'kelim, your kavu, if you bought any produce or clothing or things like that, utensils, you should leave it to become, you know, to rot. Mos, who claim at chosei lichem liyamamelech, and when it comes to money or a claim at teches, kelim, metal kelim, yulichem liyamamelech, you go ahead, metal kelim, these things are not going to just rot. So what do? You throw them into the sea, you chuck them to the sea. Veze ikar, what does it mean when you say ikar? Hamanasher parso sea minar kuva lamata, right? They cut the tendons of the hooves from the first level, which we spoke about a couple of days ago, right? Of the right off the ground, animal's three parts to its leg. So the lowest part, you go and you cut the tendon of the rest of al ikar minaruka lamata of al ikar she titarev bo aser. It is aser to go and do it in a place that's going to make it into a trefa. Aser lasos can be a dying, but behema, v'alphabisha aser, but even though it's aser to get hana with it. Kartanim, yes, what do you see nonetheless? Yaniach nimsandana. We see that what you want to put on his head, he's going to get hana from it. Loin yach nimsabahana. And if he doesn't, then he's going to go and he's going to be giving over hana to the Avodah Zarah, which goes against Rish Lakish, who says, there's not a problem to be mahanet. So so clearly Rish Lakish, you wrong. If the Gemara, remember Shasha Bid Rav Yidi, Edi, crazy. Kasav Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Pligi Rabbanan Alei Rabbi Nasan. The Rabbanan, they argue with Rabbi Nasan, right? What he said in that price over there. And they allow to go and give Hana. V'ana Dami Kabbanan to Pligi Alei. And I go like the Rabbanan who argue on that statement. The Lichanam, that statement's not like I said, but I go with the one who argues. The Rabbi Yochanan Tzavar, Lo Pligi. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, there's no argument that everyone's going to agree. You're not allowed to go and be involved in things you're going to give Hana to the Avodah Zarah. Hello, Pligi, really, they're not arguing? Vatanya, the Chum don't argue in Rav Nasan, but we learned in a Braisa. We have a Braisa in the first day that they do argue. Vatanya, Holchan, the Yerid, Shalavik, Chavim. You're allowed to go to the Yerid. There's a fair that they would have. And you're allowed to go there. Velochan Mehan, Behema, Vodam, Shvachos, Batam, Sadam, Karma. You could buy from them all these different things. Vikosev, Vomayla, Barkoshalem. And you could write up and record these things in their courts. Right, Rashi says that v'kosiv shtaru samad v'koshelam makom gidolim gidoleim v'shoftim. I'm sorry, gidoleim v'shofteim umayle shtaru sav lefneim lachtom. The court system there. V'afal pi shakavu teferesi lechem v'kolameir da azil lemode. You still had to go and do it. Mipnei shukamatzam yadam, because it's like saving your property from their hands. This is the only way you can buy these things. and going to their courts, in which case they make sure they're not going to lose out. Rosh Hashanah mitoch kach yulo edim messiah lahatzil min ha'urin. You know, they're going to say, oh, you stole it from us Jews. And they're going to say, what do you mean? It's in your own court system. V'ma yekohen. And if the person's a kohen, mitame b'chutz la'aretz l'dun l'ar yimayin, he can contaminate himself with the tumah of going outside of Eretz Yisrael in order to go to fight with them, and, you know, in the courts and to sue them. Tumas ha'amim is the derabbanan de ketumah, or if we're allowed to do it. And just like he's going to be himself going outside of Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to deal with this type of situation. He's also allowed to go into the cemetery if it's necessary in order to deal with it. Says Gemara, what do you think? A coin's allowed to go into a cemetery? What do you for money? No, Tumas Daraisa, but we know Tumas Daraisa, and the Chachamim can't allow him to go and to do that for this money. Ella Besa Pras, there are Bano. We're talking about a Besa Pras. A Besa Pras is a field that has a grave that's plowed in it, and they were scared that maybe the bones are scattered all over the place, and maybe if they're the size of a Kadasha or bigger, then it's going to be Metame. The Chachamim therefore said that one who goes within 100 amas of it in any direction is going to be Tumas Meis, because of maybe touched or removed a part of the bone. And they said 100 amas is the amount that, like, it would go and it would spread out of there. So, Ela Beis HaPrasdera Abana, Mida Raisa, this field that is a grave that was plowed over, there's no Tumah. It's a likelihood of it not, you know, of not digging it up is unlikely, or that the plow went deep enough to go through such a thing. Chachamim, they were machmir such a thing, therefore they can be mako. That's what we're talking about. Let it go there. Asha sada is yinachsu kever. A sada that a feet that a kever was chopped up. Because chachamim had me amos deldala macharishas ktise atzamos v'shama yavar el etzem gesar v'yisitenu. Next, to mitam elu motar v'lisa isha. Woo! And a kohen is also mitam himself with tuma by going to chutzlarts. Or the Beis HaPras, in order to shteig or to marry a woman, Lisa Isha. Amar Rav Yehuda Masai. When are these things allowed to be done for the Torah? Bezman she'in motzi lemod. When he's able to find someone where he is to go and to learn from, then he's allowed to go somewhere else, you know, to be able to shteig the Ligat Torah. Bezman she'motzi lemod, but if there's a place for him to shteig, he can find it where he is now. Eino mitami, he's not allowed to go ahead and just become tami for that. When it comes to marriage, though, you got to marry someone that makes sense for you. Therefore, you're allowed to go. Rabbi Yossi Omer, I feel bezan shemotzi lemod yitama. Even where he can find in his place to shteig, he can also go and make himself tamei. If what? If he feels able to learn better, if he's an adam zochel lomim mikol, because not everyone could learn from everyone, right? It's not true that I can just learn from every person. Therefore, if the coin feels it's a better yid, better teacher outside of its soul, you know, Beis HaPras is allowed to. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Ma'aseh Rabbi Yosef HaKohen. Story time with Yosef HaKohen. Tolach Acha Rab Letzido and Lomotor. He went after his Rebbe Letzido. Rashi says L'chutz La'aretz. This is Chutz La'aretz. Eretz Ha'amim Mitamim Derabanan. Beis HaPras. He went after him to go into shteig. Now, at the end of the day, what do we bring out of here? It says straight up, you're allowed to buy things from this fair. Even though buying it is obviously going to give hana to this avodah zarah by paying the taxes, which goes against Rav Dasan, the previous price, who says it's also to go to something to pay the taxes. So clearly, they do argue with one another, Chachamim and Rabbi Nassan. And therefore, you can't explain Rav Yochanan holding Rav Nassan's view is not argued upon. It is argued upon. V'amar Rav Yochanan. Maybe you want to say Rabbi Yochanan didn't know about that? Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Rabbi Yossi. He says Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, who says you're allowed to go and travel over there. And since he said the Halacha is like that, it must be he knew about this Machokas. Alma Pligi, we said they do argue over here about this dinner of Nassan. So how could you say Rabbi Yochanan is going over Nassan? How could you say that Rabbi Yochanan, instead of Nassan, no one argues on him? Alma Lacha Rabbi Yochanan, the Olam Lo Pligi. Really, they're not arguing. Velo Kashan, there's really no question. Because Khan, here in the first Brisa, where he asks, you know, we have to pay taxes. Let's talk about when you're taking from a merchant. Because a merchant, they collect taxes from the buyer, right? And then the priests who do the avodah zarah, they get it from the merchants who go ahead or are known to sell at the fair for them. Come in the later brisa, which allows you to go and do it. We're talking about where one buys from a balabayas. Delo shakli michsa minei. Balabasa goes and sells over there. There's no taxes done over there. So that's it.
straight up. Amar mar behema teyakar says you teyakar val ikat sar belechaim. It's sar belechaim to go into to cut this tendon over here. How could you do that? Amar baye. What do you want? The Torah says amar chmana es to say in teyakar. You shall literally, it means hamstring the their horses. Why says Yehoshua Ksev? Amar muta leredos lemekach. You're allowed to go into such a thing. There was a group of Canaanite armies that gathered to fight against Israel, and with Yeshua's leading it. And Hashem showed Yeshua that he's gonna win, and he commanded Yeshua to cut the horses and to burn their chariots, to cut them over there. So we see it's actually mutter to go ahead to do this to these horses. Amar mar ve'ezo hi yikar. What's considered yikar? Minasha pasasamina arkuba ulamatif. Arkuba and below. We're a mini. We have a contradiction. Ein mekdishin ve'ein macharimin ve'ein marichin bezman hazeh. You're not allowed to go ahead and consecrate something, makdish something, or makrim something, or make an erech vow. These are things that go to the Beis Hamikdash. Rashi says, "Kasover stam charum in lebedek abayis to pluk tohi beerechin." V'kiyem dahashu leka Beis Hamikdash asibu lidei takala demishani meekdash milah. What's going to happen is you're going to go ahead. We don't have the Beis Hamikdash, and you can't get enough from these things. It's going to come to a takala. People are going to end up getting enough from them when you're really not allowed to. So if you can't be makdish these things, v'em hekdash rechem beerech. But if you did such a thing, then the din is behema teakar. If it's a behema, you go ahead and you uproot or you cut it over there. Behemus ksus v'kelim. If it was these things, perus, produce, clothing, or you kelim, beep, turn the page. You give them the base. Yerkavu, you leave them to rot. And Moos, the claim, Matachos, you're looking at the Melch, you check the Yom Melch. Ve'ezeu Iker, Noah does, but for now, he makes somebody allow. What's Iker? You lock the door in front of it, dies on its own. Rashi says, Ve'in La, Matochal. There's no what to eat, and then it dies. Which goes against the first price, which says that it's cutting the tendons. That's Teakar. Rabbi Shani Yosef. No, that case is different, where the animal was Mukdash, Mishim Bizyon Kachim. That's a different story entirely. It's Kachim. Rashi says, Diyamar Teakar, in a Mesa Mehira, Nira Bizyono Lizman Ruba. It's going to see it doesn't die right away. It's going to walk around as a Bizyon for Kachim. Therefore, you have to leave it in the room. It dies on itself. You want to say that you can't cut the tendon? Why don't we just shecht it? Says Rashi, the im is shum shchutei chutz. About the kabayis, lo mechayev. There's no problem about the kabayis. The Tanya, b'shtei sirim. Shomea ani afilu kotchei about the kabayis shenikru karban, etc. Asu, so just shechted. And for the Gemara, asu b'uli the takala. It's going to come to a takala. People are going to see that it's shechted. They're going to think you can eat from it. But really, they're going to eat it before it gets buried, and therefore they're going to be over in Nisar B'ila. Says Rashi L'achla. V'lishavle gistera. Okay, so let's split it in two. Rashi says, Yechtechan l'shtayim. Ha'leka b'zayim kachim. The Mesa Meir dies immediately, and b'zayim kachim. V'takala leka d'lachle minin. I was going to eat from it because it was cut in half. Amar Abaye, Amar Kar, the Pasuk says, V'nitatzdem es mizvachosam. Lo sasun kein l'shem l'keichem. You shall demolish their altars. Do not do this, Hashem your God, which is teaching. It's also like to destroy the stuff that's been mukdash by going and just chopping it in half. And all this is a thing. Rava mar mevdeshenir kemei telemum b'kachim. This is another reason why it doesn't allow us to go by kachim to be uprooted by cutting his tendons. Because when you do this, v'shenir metelemum b'kachim, you're putting a mum on kachim. You know, it's just like put him on a kachim. Not okay. Not allowed. Not going to do it. No. Nira. Of course, Nira. It looks like he's putting it on the kachim. Mum alia. What do you mean it looks like you're putting a mum? You're straight up putting a mum on it. Now, hani mili bismash bismashakayim. That's when the bismashakayim was around. Then it's like you're actually putting a mum on it. It says Rashi, hani mili hu dahavi mito mum gamor va'asam yishum kol mum lo yabo. So it's bismashakayim. De karina bay tamim yiyah l'ratzon. The hakriv, right? They have to keep it good in order to be brought. V'hashti nira bal mum hu v'lo asam deraisa. Sorry, bal mum, san deraisa. So hani mili bismashakayim. So it's kayim de chazi l'akrav. When it's able to be brought as a karban, v'hashti de lo chazi l'akrav. But now this is the stuff to be brought as a karban. Unless there's no issue over here, right? But going in and maiming it is going to be asked from bottom because it looks like you're being over in a sederaisa. In fact, the Gemara, v'lahavi b'kemeita mum b'bal mum. Let him be considered like one who puts a ba'al mum on something which is already a mum. D'vash is rabbanon, paruch da'am and yira, kemeita mum, klom amida rabbanon, hu da'aser, amai. My lo over amida raisa, mishim de lo chazi la'krava, harimeita mum b'bal mum, d'meikara lo chazi la'krava, couldn't be brought in the first place. A pligi be tanoi, b'b'chor, stav lami gula be, is gabi b'chor, sha'achzu dam. Vikalamanda Amr Asalakis Afilu Hu Mace Mishum Loya Bo Mum Vaha Havale Lamiste Mipnesha Mita Mum Babal Mum
my Tana Nira. Right, so the Gemara says now, let it say, even it couldn't be brought as a krava, you can do it because it has a mum, still usser. It's a midorais, it's usser to go and put another one on it. So why is Rava saying that, maiming a kachem thing nowadays is only a derabbanan dikisser, it's a derais dikisser. And for the Gemara, baal mum, nihid lo chazi le gufe, by the baal mum, okay, it makes sense, it can't be brought as itself, as a karban, le dame chazi, but it's still fit for its dame. Rashi says, le chalalo, be redeem it, ba'acher, umakrav chilufav, for kirinabot tamim, yelaratzan mishum chilufav. Right? It's fit for its value. This animal can be redeemed for money. And then that stuff is used to buy another one, brought as a carbon. La fuke hacha, excluded, is the case that we're talking about here. It's coming to exclude this particular case that a kachem animal now, this is when the pesachim is destroyed. The lo ladami chaz v'lo gufi chaz. It's not fit for anything here. It's not fit for its value, right? And it's not fit for itself because it's not able to be about a carbon at all because nobody's saying anymore. Therefore, the direct thing, about putting a boom on it doesn't apply. Right? It's just a derabbanan because it looks like he's making, putting a mum on this animal. Says the Gemara, ask Rabbi Yonah Rabbi Eli, the Kai Piskel the Tzor. He was standing by the entrance of this place. Amalei said, Katani Behemataker. He said, the Braisa says, if you buy this animal at this fair, this Avodah Zarah fair, what do? You cut the tendon. Eved Mai, what about when it comes to an Eved? You also cut the Evans? Like, tendons and ligaments. Rashi says, "Look, Hashem, Evan, my Rebbe Nosson, my Asal Yakrenu." Hello, do you do that to him or not? Evan Yisrael, look on me, Bayli. In reference to a Jewish Evan, I'm not even a question. Of course, you can't go ahead and do that to a Yid. Or the Jewish slave is not considered the property of the Jewish owner. He's just like a hired worker for him. Ki kami Bayli, Evan Ovid Kachavim. I'm talking about it's a guy. My, what's going to be the din? Amar lei, what are you asking? Tanya, what's the braisa? Ovdi kachavim v'aroi behema daka. These are, avodah zarah nixon, shepherds of small animals. And this is, Rashi says, even Yidden, Jews who shepherd the animals. Hein Yisrael v'hein gazlanim, arei hein kovd kachavim, they're thieves. Lo ma'alin v'lo maridin. What's the lo ma'alin v'lo maridin? That is, let's say they fell to a pit. You just leave them there to die. So you don't bring them out of the pit for Lomaridin. You don't put them into the pit itself. Rashi says, Vein Maridin, Lo Osan Labor. Thomas says, Be a Dayim. Alma Evid Ovid Kochavim, Aser La Mi. So be a Dayim. Now actively go ahead and kill him with your hands. So you can't go ahead and just, cut him, the thing over there, which is going to cause him, succumb to fascias. Amar Le Rev Yirmiel Rev Zeira, Katani Lokin Mehen Behim Avodah Zeshvachim. The Braisa says that we can go to this idol worshippers' fairs and buy from them animals, slaves, meat, servants, houses, fields, vineyards. Eved Yisrael is, what about Eved Yisrael? Does the Braisa mean it's mutter to buy a slave, and when he's Jewish, for redeeming him? Dilma afila Eved of Kochavim, or maybe it's talking about even Eved of Kochavim you're allowed to go and buy over there. Amalei, he says back to him, Mistaba Eved Yisrael. It makes sense to say that the Bryce is talking about a Jewish slave. The Eved Ovid Kochavim, because you're saying it's a Gaish one, Lamai Bibayle, what does a Jewish person need him for? Like, what mitzvah is he doing by buying him? It says Rashi, Klomer, my mitzvah Yishkan Dinashile, there'd be more to do it. Right? It's during their holidays. Why would you allow to be doing it? Even with the guy, because the Jew brings him under the kanfei shchina, he's a megayer, right? When you buy a eved kenani, he has to do a conversion, and therefore that itself is also a mitzvah. I'm Rav Ashi, atu behima, my machnis tachas kanfei shchinika. Why are you led by the animal? You bring machnis, so you're led by the animal there. What, you bring your tachas kanfei shchina? By going buying the animal? So therefore he gives another reason. Elam Yishum Ma'utinu. The reason it's mutter is because when you buy the animal, you're taking away the influence of the, you're being Mamayit, the Vodazar, Rashi Shemamayit, David Kochavim, Medal Dalan Shalokeh, Behem Tam Shemishtam Shemam, you're taking away the animal they would have used. Falchadami do Mayachari, and here also, in reference to the Evid Kenani, you're taking away from their abilities to do these type of Vodazar stuff, therefore it's going to be mutter. Story time. Zog the Gemara, Rav Yaakov Zavan Sandal. Rav Yaakov, he bought a sandal. Sandal, shoes. Rav says, B'yirid, Shalavos Kachavim, Lokach Sandal, Ben Rav Kachavim, he bought from them. Rav Yirmiyah Zavan Pita, he bought bread from over there. Ooh. Amalei Chad Lachari Yasma Ovad Rabbah Chachi. Amalei Idach Yasma Ovad Rabbah Chachi. You Yasam, you orphan, did your teacher do this? And the other one said, orphan, did your teacher do this? And each one is putting down the way that the Rebbe behaved. One about the shoes, one about the bread. So v'tavayim ibal habayis oven. The answer is really both of them bought it from the balabayis, and therefore the balabayis doesn't give taxes. Therefore, it's not a problem. Kochad v'chad sover chavrei mitagar oven. Each one thought about his friend's Rebbe that actually bought from a tagar, from the merchant. And that's why they were doing this. The Amar Rabbi Abba Berei, the Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Shana Lubel Kerechman Etagah. That's the only problem. It's an issue to go and to buy it. During this, the Fodazar affairs, the Shakli Mitzvah Minai, because they're going to take taxes from it, and therefore you're giving one who's buying from him is giving benefit Hana to the Avrazar. Avabel Kerechman Labayis, buy for the Labayis. The Lo Shakli Minai Mitzvah Minai. They don't take taxes. Minai Mitzvah Motar to Motar. If Rabbi Yochanan would be around now, and he would be living over here where they have a place where they take taxes, even from the Vodazara guy. Pardon. Nowadays, what they do is they collect taxes even from the Balabayas, therefore, he would aser it. Ella inu hechi zavin. Then how could Rav Yaakov of Yirmiyah have bought from the Balabayas? Balabayas shenu kavua zavun. They bought from a Balabayas who was not like kavua there. He wasn't an established seller over there. And therefore, they didn't collect taxes from the person who wouldn't sell them normally. It says Rashi, he lema hayar b'yochan ba'asa zagma mi balabatim hava asa likach afilu mi balabayas. He would have been asked to take even from the Balabayas. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I'm going to wish all y'all a great, great day.